So, let me just pose this question. Why do we need to change? Why do we need to do blended learning? And are we ready for it? Siguro I'll just ask one person. Okay lang ba yon? Can I just ask one person? Siguro yung dean, kasi siya yung may pakananan lahat na ito, di ba? So, siya talaga ang dapat sumagot ng tanong ko na to. So, why change? Why do blended learning? And are we really ready for it?
Honestly, no, wala po akong idea sa blended learning. But I do believe, bakit blended learning? Siguro po para mapadali po lalo yung pag-aaral ng bawat estudyante. Lalong-lalo na yung mga estudyante ay karamihan po rito mga talagang professional na at itinuturo na rin itong mastering crisis and disaster. Ang problema na lang po talaga yung wala silang official na certificate na masabing graduate sila na masteral. At saka mostly karamihan po kasi ng estudyante ay mga nasa trabaho, mga top caliber ng position. Kaya inintroduce namin itong blended learning na kung saan mapapadali po yung kanilang pag-aaral.
Thank you very much, sir. So, please take a look at this slide. Okay. Now, going back to what sir said, yung mapapadali, I'm not so sure. But mapapadali in terms of accessibility kasi we will be able to reach out to more people who will be needing this particular program. But in terms of content and in terms of the rigor of the program, of course, it's still there. So this is how a blended learning material would look like, sabi na aming chancellor. A work of art, different stroke, different brushes, different colors. Okay? So let us just go through some definition. Ito yung pinakasimple, so let me just focus on this. So when we talk of blended learning, from the word blend, so we are trying to blend face-to-face education with the internet or online learning. So, biniblend natin ang dalawang method nito. These two modes of learning, we are trying to blend this. So, this is a new model in the sense that, especially now in the context of the recent ICT, ang mga technology ngayon ng online learning ay talagang mapapakita na ang pagbiblend ng face-to-face at online. And this kind of model is student-centric and highly personalized for each learner. Maganda to sa programa ninyo kasi many of your students are out there in the field. They are practitioners. They are the ones responding to disasters. And they cannot really go to a particular campus and spend their 2 years to study. So when you blend a particular program, you're giving more opportunities for these professionals to be able to obtain their graduate program and be trained in the skills and knowledge that you want them to possess. Okay? So, just to answer my initial question earlier, so why do we blend? So tama yung sinabi ni sir, we would like to increase access and flexibility. And we would like to increase level of active learning. Later in some of the presentations, you will realize that napaka-interactive pala, napaka-engage ang learner dito sa online learning and blended learning. We blend because we want to achieve better student experiences and outcomes. And of course, we do believe in the philosophy of lifelong learning. And at the end of the day, we do hope that through blended learning, we'll be able to improve teaching and class management practices. So, syempre ngayon, this may be foreign concepts to you and you may be asking yourself, how can it improve my classes? So, later, we will be discussing the different concepts para maintindihan nyo. And at the, tomorrow, when you do your own instructional plan, you will be able to apply it. Okay? So, nasagot na to kanina. This is our first time, right, to experience blended learning. And I hope you're all excited. Are you excited? Medyo lang. Parang nininervyos na hindi. Okay. So, blended learning is not new, really. So, before, teachers blend or integrate different types of learning activities and resources in classroom, laboratory, practicum, studio context for a very long time. But now, with the integration of classroom learning with online or e-learning, this is now what we do. We blend the face-to-face and the online. Okay, and there are different types of blending, but for our particular case, we'll be focusing on the type of blended learning that you will be doing for your particular program. Okay, so these are the mechanisms, the mode of instructional delivery, time, technology, resources, platform. So we have the face-to-face and the online or distance e-learning. Okay, so yung details po nito, these are can be found in your email. So when we talk of time, there's the asynchronous e-learning and the synchronous distance e-learning. So ano po, have you heard of the asynchronous and the synchronous? This is also the first time, or syempre alam naman natin yun, di ba, from the word synchronous and asynchronous. So yung synchronous po, this is real time. So for example, you have a friend, you're chatting with him or her via Skype or Google Hangout. You talk real time, so that's synchronous. So when we talk about synchronous, you're not really on the same time. So like for example, you post in your Facebook and then mamayang gabi may nag-react. So it's asynchronous now. So that will be the kind of mechanism that you will be exposed to in blended learning. So kung tayo, we used to be, yung our frame of mind when we talk of learning, it's really synchronous, right? So I'm here, I'm your teacher, for example. Kunwari ngayon, ako ang teacher nyo and you're there. And we'll be discussing real time, synchronous. May tatanong ako sa inyo, you'll be answering me in this particular time. But when we talk now of blended learning, online learning, we have to shift our frame of mind. Learning can also happen asynchronously. So it can be that I post a particular question now, ngayon kasi yung oras na available ako, and then later, yung mga estudyante, they have time in the evening to read through the materials, then they will answer my post. So asynchronous siya. So, minsan, parang na-frustrate ka na, you want immediate answer. Nag-post ako eh, but wala siyang sagot. So, you have to give time para makapag-post din yung estudyante nyo. Okay, and of course, technology. We have network technologies. So, alam na, sino ba ang best friend natin ngayon? Si Google. That's our new best friend, right? So, everything is there. So we have also, but of course we still utilize printed material, which is why later, at the end of this workshop, tomorrow, we'll be able to produce study guides. Na pwede siyang printed, your students can download them and print them out. And resources, of course, I'll be focusing on this particular topic later, and the platform. So, siyempre, hindi naman nangyayari itong online learning sa ere lang, di ba? So we will have a learning management system. My colleagues with the IT background will be discussing more on this. And the different platforms that you can use to interact with your students. Okay. So when we talk of blended learning design, so this is when you design your instruction, you should consider that your mode of delivery will be blended. So, you should consider all these components in your design. Okay, so I will not discuss all this in detail, but you can look at this in your material. So, it just discuss the different types of activities, comparing the face-to-face activities with blended learning equivalents. So that you will have an idea of how it is done using a blended learning approach.
Lahat naman tayo, most of you here are used to the face-to-face, right? When you assess, you do what? You ask your student to?
Recitation, what else? Exams, activities, reporting, right? Sa graduate school. Product development, maybe. So if you look at the third column, these are the equivalent blended learning options. And this will be discussed in details by my colleague. Okay, so importante dito, for example, yung discussion forum contributions. This is now replaces what we are used to, yung ating recitation. When I ask something, you respond to my question. So ito ngayon, it will be blended. It will be online, some of the discussions. So teacher-student communication, usually announcement lang yan, or you have consultation hours, right? Ngayon, ito, mas marami kang options. Collaborative activities. Okay? So if you will look at the different activities there, different options, you actually have more options now if you do a blended learning approach. Okay? So, for example, teaching activities, for the face-to-face, you just lecture, right? But now, you can do other activities. Right now, for example, this lecture is being recorded. And this will be later uploaded in our website. And you can download it or you can view it online. For example, you would like to go back to this particular lecture. So you'll be able to do that because this will be uploaded later. Even the social media, you can use this as a platform for learning. So it's not just a platform for socialization, updating friends of what you're doing. So you can actually use it for learning. And of course, the different resources, which I will be talking about in a few minutes. And these are the different considerations for blended learning. This will be discussed later in detail. Okay, so... this is important, providing feedback, because we are now, some of our interactions will be done asynchronously, so students will be expecting for your feedback. Okay, class participation versus attendance. So this should be clear in your course policy. In terms of the mandatory requirements. Like, for example, in UP, you are in UP residential graduate school, you are allowed four absences. That's equivalent to 20%, I think. So now that you are doing a blended learning, you should be able to make this clear in your course policy. How many number of absences will they be allowed, considering that it will now be blended. So you should be able to clarify this. And if you will allow offline or beyond the office hours consultation. Okay, so these are some of the tools. I will not go through each one of them. Okay, so these are some issues or concerns or challenges that you will be facing. Of course, the faculty workload. How do you load your faculty? Resources or initial capital investment, because you will be investing a lot for the learning management system, for the development of modules, for this particular training. So there's a number of investment involved. Faculty and staff readiness or training. Maybe in your first offering, you will be encountering a number of challenges and issues because this will be the first time that you'll be handling it. But as you maybe later offer it for a number of times, you'll be able to adjust to the different issues. And of course, what are the policies and procedures of the college? As I've said earlier, since this is now blended learning, It should be clear what are the policies in terms of attendance. And of course, the quality control or assurance. So this should be put in place. And now, this particular, the next topic is very important, the paradigm shift. All of you who are involved in this particular program should have a shift of paradigm from the traditional face-to-face learning that everything happens in a face-to-face brick-and-mortar classroom to a paradigm that learning can happen even beyond the classroom. So that's what you're doing now. You are opening yourself to a blended mode of learning. And of course, we should never forget this, the different areas for research. So for example, for the Philippine Safety College, should be able to come up with research on how this blended learning can really work well for you. Okay? So we just have to remember that in blended learning, students are active pursuers of knowledge. So they are co-creators of knowledge. And teachers, you are now just there to coach, to mentor, and to facilitate their learning. What are the support that you will need? Of course, training such as this. So it could be a face-to-face training or it can be online training as well. And of course, the manpower. It is important that you are always training teachers to handle blended learning. They should always be able to adapt to this new mode of learning.